So I just wanted to point out an interesting halacha in the Kitzur in Simin Kuf Mem Beis. We're still in the halachas of Purim, Sif Hei. So the Kitzur here writes about, you'll look at it inside, but you'll see, he writes about the halachas of eating and drinking and celebrating on Purim. The idea that even on Purim night, we're supposed to enjoy ourselves, but the Ikar Suda, the primary meal we're supposed to have, is on Purim day. Now, interestingly enough, the Kitzur writes about two halachas, one of which is incredibly important for this year, which is when Purim falls on Erev Shabbos. So normally, what we would do is, on Purim day, you would first daven mincha, and then after mincha, begin your suda. And as long as the suda begins by day, one could extend the suda as long as they want. This year, of course, is a little bit different, because we're going into Shabbos. And because of that, we want to be able to enter into Shabbos in the right way, with an appetite as well. And therefore, the Kitzur suggests that one goes ahead and begins their suda prior to Chatzos, prior to midday. That way, one could complete their suda still in the afternoon, get ready for Shabbos, and enjoy the suda's Shabbos with a bit of an appetite. But what's interesting is, although it's not applicable for this year, it's fascinating, the halacha is, what happens if Purim falls on Matzei Shabbos? So in that case, the Kitzur writes as follows. He says that in that scenario, so remember, since one is supposed to have a little bit of a suuda on Matzei Shabbos, so the Kitzur suggests that what one should do is one should go ahead and eat Shalosh Shudis, but kind of eat a little bit less on Shalosh Shudis. So one should eat a little bit less by Shalosh Shudis in order that one eats at night with a little bit more of a gusto. And it's fascinating just to see how important the celebration of Purim is, because here Shalosh Shudis is a major thing. It's a mitzvah to have three sudos on Shabbos, according to some of the Araisa, biblical obligation, and yet here the Kitzur says, but we want you to be able to eat on the night of Purim as well. So therefore, better to diminish a little bit of Shalosh Shudis, that you could eat a proper suuda at night, even though the primary suuda is by day. It just gives a window into how profound the celebration of Purim is. So there are many layers of profundity, but I think one element of the profundity of the Suda of Purim is found in this very same halacha. Because at the end of Halacha Hey, the Kitzur writes that before one goes ahead and partakes of the Suda, one should go ahead and learn some Torah. And again, the Kitzur explains based on the Pasuk of the Megillah, but I think that there is a profound yisod, a profound concept in all of this, which is part of the avodah of Purim is the ability to bring holiness, to bring kedusha, even into the most mundane things. We're going to have like drinking and even a little bit of like almost condoned drunkenness. Still appropriate drunkenness, but drunkenness nevertheless. And there's this ability on Purim to engage in extreme gashmius, extreme materialism, make extreme material enjoyment. But yet the power of the Jew is the ability to infuse holiness even into extreme materialism. And that's why, again, we need you to have that su'ud on Purim night, right? Because at the end of the day, Purim is the time where we show ourselves that no matter how material we become, we have the ability to infuse holiness. Purim is the day where before you sit down to have your suda, learn a little bit of Torah. Because at the end of the day, we need it to be that you could show yourself, you could show the world, that even before I indulge tremendously in a beautiful suda of Purim, I have the ability to infuse holiness into everything that I do. All right, wishing everyone a wonderful day and a good Shabbos.